We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome back. Part two.
Part two.
Good morning, Greater Jackson.
And we're live. What do we have coming up now, Greg?
We have Andy Farmer here from AARP Michigan. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not bad for my age.
What's going on?
What's going on at
AARP?
That's appropriate, isn't it?
I don't know. This all seems very vivid to me, so I think it must really be happening. All these people, where's the feedback? Yes, I'm not about to wake up in a nursing home and all this was a dream. Anyway, good morning. Where's the feedback zone in that?
There you go. Okay. Stand right there.
Okay. Yep. I'm used to stage left, so this is uncomfortable for me. Anyway. Yeah, you're the feedback, aren't you? You know, when United Way is your feedback, it's a good day at the office. So thanks, Ken. Anyway, what can I say? We've had...
Are you recruiting?
Huh?
Recruiting members?
Yes, we have units parked across from each of your homes right now. They were waiting to have a lovely conversation with you late tonight. I'll get to that. We're always recruiting, you might say. We just had a great year. Another great year in Jackson. All kinds of activities. I'll try to get the list right as I run it through my head and out my running mouth. We're proud of really the thing that makes me most grateful about the work in Jackson is the friendships that we have built, that we have been granted from so many in the community, from so many organizations and stakeholders. In no particular order, especially through the chamber itself, where the year started off with such a bang for us and being able to have the privilege to be the title sponsor for the Martin Luther King Diversity Breakfast. We're so proud of that, and I have to say that the nature of that event, the legacy that event is all about, is very, very core, perhaps the most core to the DNA of what AARP is about in communities and always has been. It just had some additional good fortunes that were unexpected this year by virtue of being that sponsor, which is that your keynote speaker, Paula Cunningham, you may remember how she really blew the room away. Well, dang if we didn't end up making her our state director after that as a result. So that'll teach you to speak at the breakfast. But anyway, so a major coup out of nowhere that we were able to get an extremely talented, legendary, brilliant and gifted state director to take over our operation in Michigan as a result of that. But the year just kept unfolding beautifully because of the other friendships too. I want to highlight a couple particular councils or collaborative groups that are working right now and have been. One has been for a while. Allegiance Health has been a leader in all kinds of ways, and I'm sure you're used to hearing that. What you're not hearing about, I'm confident, is how their formation of what's called a health improvement organization. And their health improvement organization features as part of its governance a coordinating council that is stocked with, and Ken, help me out here, I'm picturing in my mind like close to three dozen organizations, more than three dozen, four dozen possibly organizations representing the entire constellations of the Jackson community and its neighborhoods, its different kinds of groups and cultural organizations, health, city officials, county officials, recreation, arts, human services, and us too. The horn I want to blow about that on behalf of that council and Allegiance is, I think, is still a real big secret regionally and maybe nationally. This council represents an HIO, as we say, is what's called nationally a health innovation region. the Jackson HIO and the council and all that work that goes on under there has national recognition as almost the kind of the tip of the spear on healthcare reform in changing the paradigm of healthcare so it's more and more being delivered in communities where we need it delivered, you know, for all kinds of prevention and quality reasons. So I could go on. But we are privileged to have a seat on that council with all these other organizations where I get all geeked out because I get to learn all kinds of things that I can never get to learn. Surfing the internet, going to state work group meetings. I'd rather be going to neighborhood and community work group meetings because that's where reality is waiting. And that's where policy needs to be grounded. And Jackson is leading the country on this stuff. So you should be proud of that. There's something going very right for that reason alone. But as further proof, I would say how Allegiance and the council have spun off an additional collaborative group that we are also part of with ARP that is at the very beginning stages of tackling and discerning how to tackle the poverty issues in Jackson. And they just formed a couple weeks ago initial work groups. What are they, four work groups? Four or so. And Ken's responsible because he's basically one of the co-chairs of it, along with Community Action Agency. And not to dwell on it, but just to say, it's not just that poverty, of course, is something that's sad and we want to tackle it. What I love about this council that's forming is that it gets it that poverty and its average of twice the rates of the rest of the state averages is the fundamental undertow to the economy of this area. That there's a lot of structural issues about what's holding Jackson back. But poverty isn't just a bad thing. It is a specific impediment to economic growth and prosperity of this area. If we don't figure out how to address that strategically, as this council and group is trying to figure out how to approach, Jackson's never going to move beyond a certain level. So we're looking for more participation in that. I'm so excited to get be involved with that in Jackson, because if we can crack that, how much of the rest of the world can we be solving? And once again, it's about something going on in this gene pool about Jackson that is very visionary, that's very strategic around health improvement, around poverty reduction, maybe even prevention. So we do lighter things.
Thank you, Andy.
Jackson also.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
I'm glad I asked.
One of the better interviews you've done, Greg. I'll tell you that right now. You're very good. Okay. Next up, we have Dan Macnick, who is on the chamber board, and I think is going to talk about some political things.
Good morning, Rick. Greg, how are you?
We're good.
Dandy.
Great. Good to hear. So, yeah. So we're here representing the Jackson Chamber Political Action Committee this morning. I'm the chair of that, and we've brought with us the candidates that the Chamber and the Political Action Committee have endorsed for the upcoming city council elections.
And that's coming up here pretty soon, isn't it?
It is. It is. November 3rd.
Vote often. Yeah, that's right. November 3rd. Okay. November 3rd. You've got the candidates with you today.
Yep, we do. A little bit about the process that the PAC goes through, though. I just wanted to kind of introduce you to that. As with our elected officials and the offices that they hold, we try to act with a lot of transparency. It's what we expect from the candidates that we endorse. So the process itself is that we obtained a list of candidates from the county clerk. We circulate a fairly robust questionnaire, and it depends on the which race we're looking at, but there'll be issues that are hot and issues that are important here locally. The intent is to obviously have chamber membership interests represented in government, so that's what we do. We send the questionnaires out to the candidates, they send them back, we vet those questionnaires, and then pull the candidates in for interviews, and the gentlemen that are here in front of me understand that, how that process works. And we run them through the ringer a little bit, and then we make the decision as the PAC board to make a recommendation on who we're going to endorse. Those recommendations go to the Chamber Executive Committee and then finally to the full board before endorsement is approved. So it's a pretty robust process.
It's got to be a tough process, and I'll do that. Probably some interesting discussions.
Yeah, it is, and it's really a lot of fun. And, you know, the vision is that the chamber has to find new and different ways constantly to deliver value to its membership. So we're pleased with the efforts that we've done, and, you know, Mindy's vision and leadership has really brought us here.
How large is that committee, Dan? Yeah.
The committee consists of 5 individuals, most of whom sit on the Chamber Board of Directors as well.
So you guys, just how long has this committee been around?
So, yeah, we just really got started 2 years ago, and we're already very active and very involved. And, you know, we've had some efforts that we've led already, including candidate races during the last election cycle. And, of course, you know, there are issues, too, that the chamber tackles as well.
What was the number one thing you guys were looking for in a candidate?
Well, probably the number one thing is we want to make sure that the interests of our membership and business is represented in all levels of government. That's sort of the mission of the Political Action Committee. So that's really what we focus on. A lot of the questions that we ask the candidates are, you know, centered around the, you know, their plans to have the ear and listen to the interests and needs of business within the community. So I think we could move right along and introduce the candidates. Why don't I hand this over to Mindy so she can do that?
Thank you, Dan. Dan has been a wonderful chair of our Political Action Committee and our Legislative Committee in past years. So today we have candidate for Second Ward, Freddie Dancy. You want to go first?
Good morning. Good morning. Great day in the morning. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Ready?
good.
Yeah.
Is this mic on?
It's on.
Okay. Well, my name is Freddie Dance. I'm Second Ward candidate for City Council. And the purpose of me running is to build trust in the community, to earn to show transparency for the city, to build be a liaison between the businesses in the community and also the city, to be a voice for the community and also for the, help break those bridges down between the city and the community. Help build a stronger the public trust, to make sure the trust to help with that, to help with public safety. I think we need more police and firefighters. So see what we can do to help bring more public fire and police to the table.
Right. Next up, we have.
Thanks, Freddie. One thing we really love about Freddie is his experience being a bridge and bringing people together, and we think that'll be important in his role at City Council. Next, for our fourth ward, we have Craig Pappin.
Good morning. Are you sure you want to give me this microphone? I think the last time I had a mic in my hand, it was a karaoke night somewhere, and it really didn't go well.
Don't sing and be short.
Okay, very good. Basically, what I'd like to say and offer to the citizens of Jackson, there's some unique knowledge, skills, and abilities that I have a demonstrated history with. I had three very distinct career paths. I began with the U.S. military 35 years ago with the United States Air Force in law enforcement, and I continue to serve in a reserve capacity as a special agent with the Office of Special Investigations. Next, I started a small retail and gift business 27 years ago called Designs Plus, and a number of years ago, we moved specifically from an Alpena Mall to Jackson. We've chose Jackson as our home and moved that business down here. So I have that business experience in the background. Additionally, I went to college here and became an attorney, and I'm currently a practicing attorney working up a lot of criminal cases in Jackson County Court. I'd also like to point out my education background. I have the Juris Doctor degree from Cooley, Siena Heights bachelor's, and I hold 3 associates. What many people don't know is that with the education background and the documented history that I have, that I can master these subjects fairly quickly. From my early college days, I spent approximately 2.5 years from start to finish with 2 associates and a completed bachelor's degree in that time period with a perfect 4.0 GPA. So I'd like to be able to take those skills, that knowledge, and those abilities and be able to benefit the city of Jackson and the citizens. Thank you.
Thank you, Craig. Sixth Ward, we have Derek Dobies.
Thanks, Mindy. I'd just like to start by thanking Mindy and Dan for everything that they've been doing. They've been great to work with. Obviously, I'm a sitting city councilman, and we've worked on a lot of different things over the past few years. with fixing our roads, to working on some grants to help small businesses and entrepreneurs in the startup process through City Hall, cutting a lot of that red tape and working to make that process easier for business owners. So looking to continue to serve the people of Jackson. I've been a hard worker over the past few years. We've made a lot of changes to the city. We've gotten things moving, started to clean up our city and tearing down a lot of vacant, blighted properties around town. Started to balance our city's financial infrastructure and being more fiscally responsible, cutting a lot of costs within City Hall, making government operate a lot more efficiently and effectively so that we can invest that money back into quality services for residents and businesses alike. And really, we're trying to rebuild Jackson from the downtown core outwards to create a more vibrant city where businesses and families really want to locate. And I think that when we talk about some of the problems that Jackson has had, a lot of them stem from money. A lot of them stem from our declining population. So we have to make the investments necessary to turn that around and help small businesses downtown. So.
Thanks, Derek. I'm Bill Joes. I'm candidate for mayor. I was born and raised in Jackson. I've been a community banker in Jackson. I've worked with homeowners, business owners, investors, all across the board for the last 25 years. I know that Jackson's a good place to be. I can advocate Jackson, be a champion for Jackson, and evidence that business can be successful in Jackson. I think we need a good positive attitude and accentuate our assets. I think sometimes we are our own worst enemy, and Jackson is a great place to live. I believe in it, and I think we're at a good point now to grow Jackson. We've got a beautiful downtown here now, and we need businesses to fill up the buildings, and I think I could deliver, help do that. Thank you.
Okay, great. Well, we appreciate it. And we've got to move along here now. Just remember, guys, do one thing. Do what's right. Just do what's right. That's all I ask you to do. So we got Angela Macnay coming up from the chamber.
Take it away.
Thanks. Appreciate that so much. All right. Well, thank you all for coming out this morning. I appreciate you joining us. I also appreciate the energy and the enthusiasm we have here in this room. And thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. And also, let's give a round of applause as normal to Annette and Brandon for their service here at Bella this morning. Thank you. And also thank you to our ambassadors, Beth James, Rod Malloy, and Molly Bolton for their help this morning. And we have quite a few new members this morning. Arbor Manor Living Center, Arbor North Living Center, sorry. Buffalo Barbecue Wings. We have the City of Jackson Fire Department, Police Department, Public Works and the Water Department, and well as the Water Treatment, MKD Recycling LLC, Town Square Media from Battle Creek, Jackson City Cab and Starlight Cab Company, Jackson Area Manufacturers Association, and Spears Fire and Safety. So thank you all for joining the chamber. Let's give them a round of applause for joining us. All right, and we are coming to the end of the year, so we have two more months of chamber events. We have our Challenge Day week coming up next week. We also have the Chamber PAC Election Day reception on November 3rd over at Grand River. We also are doing an EEOC presentation on reasonable accommodations. This is going to be very interesting with all of the changes coming down the pipeline. So if you want to know what a reasonable accommodation is, you should join us on November 10th. We also have a speed networking coming up on November 11th, sponsored by 106.9 at Clavons. And then business after hours with Michigan Community Credit Union. And just so you know, our business after hours will be changing for next year. So the business after hours, as you know it right now, will no longer exist starting in 2016. So stay tuned for some details to come regarding the off the clock. It's going to be a new event coming up next year. So stay tuned. And then I'm going to thank everybody who's here. So we have AZ Embroidery and Advertising Solutions today, Anderson Printing, Mailing, and Creative Promotions, Gilbert Chocolate, Handyman Stan, Jackson Publishing Company, Russell Decker, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, Tomco Asphalt, Walton Insurance Group, Exit Realty First, Northwest Community Schools, Balloony Bin, Walton Reed, Teach Out Security, and Jackson County Medical Care Facility. And thank you again to our sponsors. We appreciate it, and we will see you next month for our final Good Morning Greater Jackson. Have a great day. Thanks.